And on the phone with us is Bobby Previtt. Are you there, Bobby?
I am.
Oh, good to hear from you this morning. Are you keeping warm?
I'm trying. My studio is I got, you know, I got a special, you know, electric heater all hooked up, and yeah, it's pumping. So I'm good.
And I guess more importantly, are you going to keep us warm on Sunday night at the Half Moon in Hudson?
Well, that's going to be just not only warm, that's going to be hot like usual, because you know, every year it's different. This year I've got, like, you know, really great band this year. We've got Michael Gamble on guitar, my favorite guitar player on the planet. He's coming back from Portland to play the gig.
He wanted to taste the real cold, right?
Yeah, he wanted to taste the real cold, right. Well, it's Portland, Oregon, not Portland, Maine. He's coming from Portland, Oregon. So, yeah, it's just like, that's tropical compared to us. And I've got a great keyboard player coming from New York, Elliot Prinsky, who plays with Glass Ghost, he's wonderful. He's going to sing a few songs and come and play keyboard. And then John Rosenthal's going to be on bass, and rounding it out is Jonathan Talbot on violin. So it's, you know, should be a pretty great band. Oh, we're going to have Otto Hauser come and play some drums, so I can maybe step out front, maybe, and do a little singing. You know, so it looks good. I think it'll be good. We're going to rock the house.
And you do, like, a different set than usual, or all your sets are kind of different, I guess?
Yeah, we sort of, some of the tunes we have from year to year, but, you know, we always put new tunes in. We're doing a little Bowie this year, which is new. We're doing some Prince, which is new, and we've got a Seal tune in there. And, you know, I always sort of try to, every year I kind of try to a little bit, like, pick some tunes that are, you know, have something to do with what went down the year before. So I'm trying not to get too dark, you know.
And Prince seems like a musician's musician. Is that difficult to tackle a Prince song?
It's impossible, but, you know, we're going to do it anyway. I mean, Prince was just an out and flat out genius, you know. So it's kind of hard, but, you know, we will attempt it. You know, and that's about what you can do. Just kind of attempt it to get like within, like, sight of it, maybe, of Prince. It was such a shock when we lost him. He's such a brilliant everything. You know, just brilliant conceptualist musician.
Yeah, I guess you could take it many different ways. You could do a psychedelic Prince song, funky, or a funky Prince song, psychedelic, or
yeah. Well, you're right, because he was so talented. He was all over the place. He could do so many things well. So we're going to do that. And, you know, got some Elvis, maybe, you know.
Which Elvis?
I think we might do Burning Love.
Well, I meant Costello or Presley, but I guess you answered that question,
actually,
too.
Actually, you know what? We're doing both of them.
Oh, goodness.
I just realized that, Tom. We have two Elvises
in the building.
Yeah. Well, two is too many. There's only room enough for one of us, Tom. One Elvis. So, yeah, but it's going to be, and people come out. I mean, it's a really nice scene. Of course, it's the WDXC, you know, the greatest radio station in the world, my favorite radio station. I'm sure it's probably your favorite radio station, too.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to guess. And it's really fun, and people come out, and, you know, there are a few people that even, you know, dress up in costumes sometimes. And
there might be some Elvis impersonators there?
There might. Well, but listen, if you're an Elvis impersonator, I'm sorry, but probably you're not going to be able to sit in with us. I'm just going to put that out there. So there's no misunderstanding.
You don't want people dressed up as Elvis Costello coming to the show. Is that what you're saying?
No, actually, well, there probably will be some people that look like Elvis.
Exactly.
Anyway. I think that's unavoidable. but it's going to be a lot of fun. We start playing about 10:30, something like that. You know, we get warmed up. We do some surf and some instrumentals, and then, you know, we start cranking it up. And you know, we played till just after 12. And then I can't remember who's DJing
it's
this year.
It's Lunar Moss. DJ Lunar Moss.
Oh, right. Okay, so there you go. So, you know, then all hell breaks loose. So, you know, it'll be a fun night like usual, I hope. And, you know, there's food and...
Yes, Taste of India is bringing food this year.
Right. So, you know, it's just a great time. It's kind of like, I don't know if you could say that like a raucous time is also chill, but you know, it's a nice scene. You know, it's just cool. Everybody's cool and it's fun and yeah.
I'm not sure if you want to say chill or cool about this year's show.
Oh yeah, maybe not.
It's going to be a hot show, right?
Yeah, it's a hot show, right? Warm. It's going to be so warm.
You'll have everyone dancing, right?
For sure.
One way or the other.
Yeah. No, every year there's people out there on the floor, and you know, it's really fun. Really, really fun. I mean, we have a good time doing it, putting it together every year, and you know, it's just this is the only chance I have all year of playing cover tunes, you know, and playing R&B and rock, and you know, which is kind of where I began my musical life, and so it's kind of nostalgic for me to go back and play these tunes because they're so kind of in my DNA, you know. So so that's always fun, and to do it just once.
And we should say there's always a big crowd, and the Half Moon does have a full heating system, so it will be toasty inside.
It will be, and they have plenty of you know, booze. Plenty of libations for people, and like that.
And why don't you tell us what else you're working on these days? You have a new record in the works, or?
I do. Yeah, I have my record is called Rhapsody, and it's got a pretty powerhouse band, John Nadeski, and you know, from Nadeski Martin Wood, and Nels Klein from Wilco, and Zena Parkins. Genius harpist, and Jen Xu, who's an amazing Chinese fiddle erhu player and vocalist, and it's a song cycle. It's the first song cycle I've ever written, and Jen sings, and it's all acoustic, with Nels playing only acoustic guitars and John only playing piano.
Now, you don't hear Nels Klein playing acoustic guitar that often.
No, you don't. But he loves to play because, you know, when I told him, Nels, you know, I want to do, you know, write this piece and I want you to play only acoustic. I didn't know how that was going to go, you know, over. And he said, wow, great, you know. And then he actually bought a new 12-string just to do the piece because it's a part of for 12-string, which I've always adored 12-string guitar. So it's all acoustic pieces coming out on Rare Noise. On February 23rd, and we'll be playing actually at Roulette in New York City on March 2nd at the Painted Bride in Philadelphia on March 3rd, that band. So, yeah, thank you for asking.
That's exciting then. So that's all completed now?
That's finished.
In the can?
I actually have a CD in my hand, and, you know, if you promise not to try to resell it, I'll even give you one.
Oh my goodness! we may be able to play it on the radio sometime.
You think? Well, yeah. But back to the more important thing at the moment is New Year's Eve. Come down to the Half Moon. It's going to really be rocking and hot, and warm, and friendly and great.
All right, well, that sounds great. Bobby Previtt on the phone, and you want to take us out with one of your tunes? I've got the Mass record here. You want to pick a track?
Well, yeah, you could play Alleluia, since that's the shortest track, probably. You won't hear much like that this weekend, but what the hell, yeah.
Well, at least hear at least a little bit of you on the drums there.
Yeah, there you go.
But we'll hear you playing some covers. You'll play some originals too, or just covers?
Oh no, this is just. Listen, as my friend Elliot Sharp, you know the great guitar player Elliot Sharp.
I just played Elliot Sharp a second ago. Yes.
Oh, okay. So, you know, a few years ago, his daughter, who was then, like, I don't know, I think six at the time, was giving, like, a, you know, started to play guitar a little bit. She was giving a concert at her school. And Elliot said, you know, and she apparently she was writing all these songs, you know. And, you know, she's Elliot Sharp's daughter, right? So Elliot said, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do at school? And she said, well, I'm going to play, you know, Mary Has a Little Lamb, Had a Little Lamb. And Elliot said, well, what are you going to do that for? Why don't you do one of your songs because they're so great? And she said, Dad, no one wants to hear original music. Everyone just wants to hear what they already know. So there it is. That's Elliot Sharp's kid. So I said to Elliot, you know, boy, she's way ahead of you. You should get her for your manager. Anyway, yes, it'll be all covers, no originals, all covers, all tunes that I think people might know and love. So I hope you love our versions.
And your versions are always a little different than the originals, too. So it's
they are. Yeah. Well, when you have Mike Gamble on guitar, they're going to be different. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, but hopefully somewhat recognizable.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in today. We'll see you Sunday night, New Year's Eve, with your Half Moon All-Stars and DJ Lunar Moss and the Taste of India crew at the Half Moon in Hudson.
My pleasure, Tom. See you then.